It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2284, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show, plus get our workbook for free for doing so. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Melissa writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I've been lifting weights 3 to 4 times per week for a little over a year. While I am seeing some changes to my body composition, I'm still around 30% body fat. So many women in my lifting class talk about incorporating creatine and talk about its importance for building muscle. But I'm wondering if you have to be at a certain level of body fat for it to be effective. Thank you for producing such a wonderful podcast. I enjoy listening to all of the OLD podcast shows each day." Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Melissa. And I'm so happy to hear that you've been lifting weights 3 to 4 times a week for over a year. That is not something that's easy to do. Many people would have stopped by now. So first, I wanted to congratulate you for that. And thank you so much for listening to all of the shows in our network. Now, before I discuss creatine and its effectiveness on performance and muscle growth, I want to start with a quick disclaimer. I am not sponsored by any supplement manufacturer. My goal is to always tell you the truth to the best of my knowledge. More often than not, my information comes from published research studies. By drawing from research studies, I'm hoping that what I report to you comes from a minimally biased perspective. This is because when we rely on other people's experiences with supplements, meal plans, workout routines, whatever, there's a really high probability that what they're doing may not work for you at all. This is why we need well-designed studies, so we can try and figure out if creatine supplements, for example, work for most people. Also, please know that each supplement manufacturer is different. Some follow strict quality and purity standards, others don't. So, before you buy a supplement, it's best to research the manufacturer first, or at the very least, look for purity and quality symbols on the supplement packaging, like an NSF or USP symbol. Okay, now finally, let's get to your question. First, I want to talk about what creatine actually is. Creatine is a compound that the liver naturally produces. Now, it's not specific to human livers. I'll get into that in a second. Creatine is really interesting because some researchers call it an amino acid, whereas others refer to it as a metabolite. Either way, here's what we can agree on. Most animals, really any animal with a liver, including us humans, make creatine naturally. The term creatine is actually a shortened version of creatine's full name, creatine phosphate, or phosphocreatine. When you buy creatine as a supplement, you may see it called creatine monohydrate. I'll discuss why that is in a bit. But basically, after the liver makes creatine in the form of creatine phosphate, it gets sent through the bloodstream to our muscles. Because this same process occurs in animals, if at any point we consume animal flesh, like beef, chicken, fish, pork, and so on, we consume small amounts of creatine. So, what does creatine do when it's in our muscles or when we eat it? Well, creatine helps our muscles generate energy. More energy in the muscles may mean more strength and endurance, and we want both of these effects when we're working out or competing. This is why creatine supplementation is so common. You asked whether creatine works best at a certain level of body fat or at a certain body composition level. From what I've seen among published research studies, no. Body fat doesn't seem to change creatine's effectiveness. Instead, other factors, like current level of fitness, for example, whether you're a beginner or seasoned athlete, and training volume are more important. This is because the most important factor when building bigger muscles is simply using them. All the protein and creatine supplements in the world won't help unless we create a demand for those nutrients. You have to make the muscles hungry for those nutrients. Without that, all of the extra protein and creatine in the world won't be used to build bigger muscles. Instead, the body will probably just excrete them. To create this demand, again, we need to work the muscles, and as the muscles get bigger, they're able to store more creatine. Now, for those that are beginners, just starting out with, let's say, weightlifting, they're going to see greater gains. They're going to see gains happen faster. That's just the nature of starting out. But if we've been working out for a year, let's say, those gains will not come as quickly. And this is regardless of whether a person is taking creatine as a supplement or not. Now, for training purposes, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends aiming for a range of 3 to 5 repetitions. This rep range is designed to help increase muscular strength, and this will help build those larger muscles and may help with body composition. If you can perform more than 5 repetitions, that means the weight may be too light. You can perform multiple sets of this same exercise with the goal of achieving 3 to 5 repetitions per set. Just know that when you lift heavy like this, you need a longer break in between sets to recover and regain your strength. So rest those muscles for 2 to 3 minutes in between the sets. Now let's get back to creatine supplementation. If you and your healthcare provider do decide that using creatine supplements is right for you, then you want to make sure you buy the right kind of supplement. The body seems to respond best when it's supplemented with creatine monohydrate, as opposed to its other forms, like creatine pyruvate. Now, in general, studies have found that for most people, creatine supplementation is safe, provided that, again, the product is free of impurities and the dosing instructions are followed. For those with pre-existing kidney disease, creatine supplementation is not recommended. This is, again, because any excess or unused creatine in the body has to be removed or excreted, and the kidneys are mainly responsible for that. This may then place the kidneys under extra stress. So the bottom line is that body fat or body composition probably doesn't make creatine more or less effective. But more importantly, we need to create a demand for that creatine. That means performing some resistance training consistently, which, Melissa, it sounds like you're already doing, and incorporating some heavier lifts. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Thank you again so much for the question, Melissa. Now, if you want to send your questions in, and if you're in the U.S., we'll physically mail you a copy of our 216-page hardcover workbook totally free. If you're outside of the U.S., we'd be happy to provide you an electronic version. Remember, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. And you can always do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. And I'll see you back here tomorrow over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.